Greetings, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Many of our listeners and viewers and readers know that the church, which we represent and which sponsors this program, doesn't believe in voting in governmental elections. And when people find out about that, they are reacting with dismay, with surprise, don't quite know what to think, and then trying to convince us, perhaps, that we really must vote, because otherwise a political candidate might occupy a governmental office who shouldn't be there. Well, it was quite interesting to me that recently several articles were published in the national and international press discussing people who don't vote, who didn't vote, who are not going to vote in governmental elections. And I thought this was rather interesting in light of what we believe. Now, many of what I'm going to tell you now, right, reading from these articles, may not necessarily conform with our belief, which I'm going to explain to you in a moment after that, but I still found it very interesting. Here's an article from the NBC News, dated November 5, 2012. And here are some reasons given. It says, political pundits say undecided voters will determine the election. Since the 1960s, voter turnout has steadily declined in the United States, which already ranks near the bottom among established democracies. In 2008, 64% of voting age citizens voted, compared with 93% in Chile, 86% in Germany, and 74% in Canada. So it was only 64% in the United States in 2008. And so then polls were conducted trying to find out why. NBC News recently asked readers via Twitter, Facebook, and through NBCNews.com to tell us why they won't cast their ballots. They don't like their choices, was the answer. Or they are busy, or they are not interested. I specifically want you to note they didn't like the choices. It goes on to say, broken down, the least likely voters have the lowest level of education. The wealthier are more likely voters. About 13% of those responding to the census survey said they didn't vote because they didn't like the 2008 candidates. That theme emerged among our readers too, many of them women in their 30s and 40s, who said not voting was itself political. Leaving their forms blank was, in a sense, a vote of no confidence. And then there are several who are going to be interviewed, and I'm not going to mention the names here, but one lady said, she said the debates between President Barack Obama and former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney cemented my distaste for both candidates. Another lady is fed up with Obama and Romney. And then her sister-in-law was appalled by that attitude, and of course this is a kind of a guilt trip people are trying to put on others who have decided not to vote. This particular individual decided, it doesn't matter who becomes president, I am a Christian, and I believe that God is in charge. If this guy wins, it's not the end of the world, because God is still God. Here is another lady, she found herself lost in the political middle. She is a Catholic, opposed to abortion, but also opposed to the death penalty, and in favor of gun control. She has nuanced views about immigration. I posted to my Facebook page, who should I vote for? Give me a good moral reason, she said. But people aren't giving me a good moral reason. They are presenting negative, inflammatory language. Der Spiegel Online published an article dated October 30, 2012. Again, addressing the dilemma many people have when it comes to voting. Here is one influential evangelical pastor. He said during the primaries that Mormonism is a heresy from the pit of hell, calling the religion a cult when Romney hadn't been elected as a Republican candidate yet. Mormons were his enemies, but now there is an even greater enemy. For weeks, this individual has been on a tour of 10 American cities to convince other evangelical pastors to tell their congregations to vote and that they must vote for Romney. The pastor says that it isn't about partisan politics for him, but about what's right and wrong, about decency. I still believe Mormonism is a false religion that leads people away from rather than towards a true God, he says. But the fear of Obama, the other party's candidate, the man so many people still think is a Muslim, is still greater. This is the most important issue. Romney, he says, is the lesser of two evils. I want you very carefully to remember that statement. We'll come back to that. The lesser of two evils is the thought of some who decide to vote, not being happy with a candidate, but still thinking they have to vote for the lesser of two evils. My friends, let me just tell you that we have written quite a bit about the issue of voting, the issue of going to war, the issue of jury duty. Our church is very clear on all these issues. And I'd like to read to you from a Q&A which we have published in the past. We've also written a booklet on Should You Fight in War, a booklet which you should read, especially if you are a Christian. Now this article here has this to say. It is inconsistent to take the position that one cannot join the military because one is an ambassador of Jesus Christ and a citizen of another government, the kingdom of God, and that is what the church believes, while at the same time serving on a jury or voting in governmental elections. For instance, in the United States, the president is also the commander-in-chief with a right and obligation under the Constitution in certain circumstances to declare war. How can one refuse to participate in war while voting for a person with the right and obligation to declare war? In the past, people were disqualified as conscientious objectors because they didn't refuse to serve on a jury and to vote in governmental elections. It was ruled that such an obvious inconsistency in position showed evidence for non-sincerity of the applicant. In addition, when one votes for a particular political candidate, one votes for the totality of the person. Some have argued that one needs to vote for candidate X rather than candidate Z as constituting the lesser evil. Following that kind of reasoning, one should vote still for an evil, which a Christian couldn't do. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 22 tells us, abstain from every form of evil. We go on to say, somebody might want to vote for candidate X as a candidate might reject abortion. However, the same candidate might, on the other hand, support the tobacco industry, the pollution of the environment. A Christian could not support such a candidate who might be right on one issue but would still be wrong on other issues. In addition, every candidate would support his right as a future president or leader of his nation to declare war on other nations. We continue. Another reason why a Christian should not vote in governmental elections is the truth that this is Satan's world. You see, my friends, this is not God's world. If it were God's world, we wouldn't have the evils we have. It is Satan's world. Satan is ruling this world. He is the god of this age. He is the one who has deceived all people. We go on to say it is Satan, with the permission of God, of course, who places candidates into governmental office. If we were to vote, we might involve ourselves quite directly in Satan's system. Hosea chapter 8 and verse 4 gives us God's warning in this regard, and I quote, they set up kings, but not by me, God says. They made princes, but I did not acknowledge them. You see, Satan said to Christ when he was tempting him in the wilderness, you read that in Matthew chapter 4, you read it in Luke chapter 4, I can give you all the kingdoms of this world. They have been given to me. I can give them to whomever I want, if you only bow down and worship me. And Christ didn't challenge him on that, saying, no, you don't have the authority to do that. He knew he had the authority given by God to do that until Christ returns to take over all the governments over this world. Sometimes, in order to ensure that certain aspects of his plan are fulfilled, we go on to say, God himself might intervene to see to it that the person best, or perhaps worst, suited for the job at that time gets the job. We are quoting here Daniel chapter 4 and verse 17, which talks about the fact that the Most High rules in the kingdoms of men, gives it to whoever he wills, and sets over it the lowest of men. Sometimes it's translated as the most debased of men. We say, how would God look at us when he intervenes directly to place a specific person into office? Why, we didn't vote for that person, but rather for someone whom God does not want to see in charge at that time. wouldn't our vote be found to be in opposition to God's will? To give a prophetic and an historic example, biblical prophecy reveals that a final political leader of the resurrected Roman Empire, the Beast, will soon arise in Europe. According to God's plan, this person will be placed in office at the very last days, bringing havoc on this planet. It is Satan, with God's permission, who will give his power and authority to this person. Revelation chapter 13 tells us this. A Christian should not and could not vote for this person, of course, because that person will persecute and kill many of the saints, and he will even attempt to fight the returning Jesus Christ. Neither should a Christian have voted for Adolf Hitler. That's a historic example. Although it is clear now that Hitler came to power, as prophesied, to bring about the ninth resurrection of the ancient Roman Empire. This is to say that God allowed Hitler to become ruler over Germany so that prophecy could be fulfilled. That was the only reason. The only reason. The Bible shows that God sometimes appoints directly or permits Satan to place into office strong or weak leaders, depending on the situation, in order to ensure that God's purpose will be carried out. God allowed ancient Pharaoh at the time of the Exodus to be ruler over Egypt for a very specific reason, that God may show his power in him and that God's name may be declared in all the earth. Exodus 9 and verse 16 tells us this. You see, we can't look into the heart of a person. We don't know exactly what the person believes, even if he claims that he believes certain things. We say participating in voting for governmental elections shows a lack of appreciation for the will of God. It also shows a misunderstanding of the fact that Satan rules this world and that Christians are ambassadors of Christ, called to come out of this world to be separate. My friends, if you are called, if you are chosen, if you are or becoming a true Christian, you cannot have anything to do with the political systems of this world. You cannot try to make this a better world. We have to wait for Jesus Christ to come. He will make the wonderful world tomorrow a paradise on earth. Let's pray for that. Let's pray to God the Father, your kingdom come. And let it come very soon. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.